On Port is on the Donegal coastline. It's one of the most isolated, wild places on the northwestern edge of the island of Ireland. And it's one of the most beautiful places my eyes have ever seen. Rugged, peat-blanketed mountains barrel down towards the ocean, giving way to jagged cliffs, green, grass-carpeted headlands, and shivering, stony beaches. It was once home to a thriving fishing community, but the locals were forced to abandon it during the famine in 1850. Now just the lonely remnants of stone cottages stand like aging sentinels looking out over the sea. I went walking there recently with my wife Heidi and the kids, and it's hard to describe how alive it made us feel. It's simply stunning. But as we walked up on a hillside, we caught sight of a stone cross. No matter where I go, Jesus is always reminding me to look at what he's doing. The cross was dedicated to the 19 men who lost their lives and who washed up on this shore during the shipwreck of the Sydney in 1870. Life is strange, full of beauty, hope and joy. But its bedfellow is often loss, grief and sorrow. Jesus in his humanity delighted in joy, and he surely delights in ours and the abundant life he has promised us. But he, through his great sacrifice on the cross, has also demonstrated that he's shared in our sorrows and has completely removed every obstacle that would keep us from God. We've all drifted pretty far from his shore at times, and we've all needed rescuing. His salvation is the port, and Jesus is the vessel that rescues us from the wild seas of separation from God. I still can't figure out why he come for someone like me, but yet he has. And all I can say is thank you, Jesus, knowing that's just the kind of God you are.